Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when the medical journal Lancet referred to women this weekend as bodies with vagina, they got themselves into some deep douche. And I just need to spend the first couple seconds opening today on how I think we really need to rethink how we're doing woke. Woke is this movement to be progressive and to reset a lot of the wrongs that have still pervaded in our society. And I noticed that when people are trying to do a good thing with being woke, they end up trampling and setting us back, setting those who they're trying to help back years. And so what happened, just to, you know, the Lancet has gotten pretty political these days. And we don't really like medicine getting involved with politics, because look at what happened with hydroxychloroquine, what's happening now with ivermectin, what we're seeing with acetaminophen and Tylenol, and pregnancy risks. So you need your medical establishment to kind of be there a little bit more objective. You need objectivity. Go and look, okay, this is what's going on, and this is how, you know, we're going to steer the conversation so it's still open, it's still objective, neutral, and we could do some actual honest science. So I guess the Lancet wanted to have a cover story called Periods on Display. And by the way, man, talk about that. Looks like I'm not in menopause. I got my period back. That was a rough weekend, but we'll talk about that in a second. And they're doing this cultural movement against menstrual shame called hashtag period poverty. And they write here, historically, the anatomy and physiology of bodies with vaginas have been neglected. So they're trying to look like they are for us women. Those of us who are bodies with vaginas. Now, I would like to be identified by some things. Maybe identified by my sense of humor. Maybe identified by my intelligence. Maybe my identified for my kind of loquaciousness and quirkiness. I do not want to be identified by my introitus, by an orifice. I did a little article here, and I put a picture of a vagina. For those of you who haven't seen a vagina, that's not what I want to be identified as. I might have one. You know, I get it. It's there. I've had to deal with it, right, once a month for most of my life. And it's there. And sometimes I like it being there. Sometimes I don't. But why would they minimize what a woman is to a body with vagina? And that's what they're doing. Remember I told you about that school back east where young kids in kindergarten are being asked not to use girl or boy, but for girl, a person with a vulva. A woman is a dynamic individual. A man is dynamic. There are a zillion aspects to us. And what's odd is I think the argument is, well, we're trying to be inclusive for the transgender community. Every transgender woman I know wants to be a woman. You know, they're transgender because they identify as a woman. Are you accusing them of identifying as a vagina? There are many transgender women that still have their penis. So in essence, what the Lancet is doing is insulting every transgender out there on top of every cis that's out there. And why? Because you think you're being woke? You think you're being progressive? I mean, this is ridiculous. This has to stop. I mean, there are ways to fight racism, ways to fight sexism. But when you think you're fighting sexism, racism, and discrimination by turning around and taking somebody as dynamic as a woman and minimizing her down to an orifice, what the heck are you doing? You sound like the most sexist, bigoted person. And then that also means you completely don't understand what a transgender woman is. A transgender woman is somebody who was given an identity as male at birth, either by XY chromosomes or identified based on genitalia, and they have decided that they want to, and they are, a woman. They've identified as a woman. Not as a vagina, not as a being that carries a vagina, but a trans woman identifies as a woman, whether they still have their penis or not. So why are you, is this supposed to be like a little, you know, passive aggressive thing? Are you trying to exclude the transgender community? Or is it that you're trying to say, look, we're not going to use the term woman. It'll just be people with a penis and people with a vagina. All right. Now, and mind you, in medicine, I get whether you're transgender, cisgender, I need to know if you have ovaries. I need to know if you have a prostate because I have to approach that. So I would say a transgender female, cis female, still has ovaries. You know, there's women out there that don't have their ovaries because they had a hysterectomy. So you document it anyway. You don't have to sit there and diminuize and diminish what somebody is. And so I'm not exactly sure what you guys are doing. It's not making sense. It's insulting. And are you trying to get woke points? It just doesn't make sense. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, we've been trying to de-objectify women for a long time. How many times have I spoken to a man and I think he's listening to my idea and all he does is stare at my boobies? Yeah, I hate that when they do that. It's like they're minimizing everything about me to just my boobs. That is something that we women have been fighting in my lifetime for decades, but what a lot of people have been fighting now for centuries. We are more than a vestibule for a vagina. Call us women. Whether we're trans women, cis women, that's what we are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are hearing that there are many, shall we say, groups of individuals, whether they're law enforcement, nurses, teachers, that are bucking the mandates for vaccines. And I get that. I get that. I think this should be a choice. And it's one of those things where I am pro-vaccine. I just don't see how you can force people to inject something into their body. This is, I think, a very dangerous premise. The argument is, well, it's for public health. It's for public health. You know, if you get the vaccine, you don't spread COVID. Nah, you can still spread COVID if you're vaccinated. Well, if you get the vaccine, you won't get sick with COVID. Nah, you can still get sick with COVID. So why are you forcing the vaccine? Well, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask.
Well, not entirely, because you can still carry the virus and spread the virus. So it would be nice to have herd immunity. It would be fantastic to have herd immunity. But, you know, what about herd immunity from a natural standpoint? So, you know, the vaccine arguments are very weak. But I do support the vaccine. I think as many people who want to get the vaccine should. I think the boosters are a good idea because it looks like the immunity wanes. I just don't think anybody should feel forced. Well, Dr. Dahlia, they're not forcing people because you can always get another job. Not entirely. If you're in the healthcare field and every hospital says, sorry, you got to get the vaccine, then what hospital can you go to? You're out of a career. Same thing with teachers. Now, in New York, they were bracing for a whole bunch of shortages today, and a judge gave a temporary reprieve and delayed the city from implementing its vaccine requirement. It's a temporary restraining order granted by a federal judge in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And this happened Friday night. The case will now go to a 3-judge federal panel. They agreed Saturday to expedite the argument over the city's mandate, vaccine mandate for public school teachers and staff. The hearing is going to be set for this Wednesday, 2 days after the mandate was supposed to have been taken into effect. The temporary block remains in effect pending the outcome of the hearing, meaning workers can still work. So the city is a little upset because, remember, Mayor Bill de Blasio wanted all employees, school employees vaccinated. He said, by casting a cloud over the Commissioner of Health's order regarding vaccination of DOE workers and the outcome of a labor arbitration conducted by plaintiffs' labor representatives, the administrative injunction threatens the DOE's safe resumption to full school operations for the city's nearly 1 million students, hundreds of thousands of whom are not yet eligible to be vaccinated. The Education Department also released a statement following the ruling. We're confident our vaccine mandate will continue to be upheld once all the facts have been presented, because that is the level of protection our students and staff deserve. Our current vax or test mandate remains in effect, and we're seeking speedy resolution by the Circuit Court next week. Over 82% of DOE employees have been vaccinated, and we continue to urge all employees to get their shot by September 27th. So this new case brought by city public school teachers was initially heard by a federal judge in Brooklyn. He declined to grant the injunction. Then they successfully appealed to the Court of Appeals. So according to the United Federation of Teachers president, Michael Milgrew, they said, while we still await a ruling in a separate state court review of the city's vaccine mandate, the federal court ruling gives the mayor and city Department of Education more time to put together a real plan for dealing with the unexpected staff vacancies and the mandate would create. We hope they take advantage of this opportunity. So under the mandate, workers at New York City schools will have until Monday to get their COVID vaccination before it goes into effect. Well, obviously, that was, people were ready. In a memo to school officials Saturday morning, school chancellor Misha Porter says unvaccinated school staff can continue to work next week under the existing testing requirements, with the possibility that the vaccine mandate will go into effect later in the week. They say right now about 10,000 teachers remain unvaccinated. The schools are scrambling to replace them before the deadline. How do you come up with 10,000? The unions representing teachers and principals are urging Mayor Bill de Blasio to push back on the deadline. They say, we are concerned. We're very, very concerned. So all school employees, cafeteria, school lunch program workers have until the end of Monday to report their vaccination status. Those who have not gotten a first dose will not be permitted to return the next day, leaving principals with little time to replace them. The principals could then be greeted the next morning with personnel shortages across the board. Teachers, teachers' aides, paraprofessionals, nurses, cafeteria workers, custodians, bus drivers. A bunch of people in my neck of the wood are bus drivers, which, by the way, a bus driver was just stabbed and killed in front of his kids. I think an adult jumped on the bus, stabbed, and killed him. Bus drivers are not that excited about coming back to work, a lot of them. And many of them might be not very happy about the mandate. So it is, quote-unquote, a nightmare scenario, according to Mulgrew. De Blasio seemed confident that vaccinated replacements will be ready to step in. He said central staff has thousands of certified educators who could step into different roles if needed. so they will be ready. But the reality we're seeing right now is we think the overwhelming majority of our educators and staff are going to be there on Monday. Yeah, that's a fantasy land. You know, even vaccinated individuals, you know, are still taking off work. I mean, you know, for a variety of reasons. I don't know how they're doing in New York, but we're in my neck of the woods, you know, we really have a scarcity of substitutes and a scarcity of people that could fill in. Remember, if you're vaccinated and you have COVID symptoms, you need to isolate. So even vaccinated individuals aren't always coming to work. So, concerned parents and teachers did rally outside City Hall demanding a remote learning option for students that go beyond the medical exemption. Parents say the hold on this vaccine mandate for teachers and school staff has only added to the uncertainty facing students. So far, it's estimated at least 100,000 students have not yet returned to the classroom. Yeah, getting kids back to school is paramount. But if the teachers don't want to go back, and if you limit who could go back, who wants to go back, that's just a cluster all around. So unions say their vaccination rate is at the 90th percentile, which is bigger than I thought. UFT believes they have about 95% vaccination. The city reports it's 87 to 80% of school employees overall. So what do schools need? People ask, look, you're a doctor. Shouldn't teachers get vaccinated? If they want to be. If they want to be, I think it's fantastic. Yeah, but if they don't want to be, if they have a variety of reasons why they don't want to be, we're in America. We don't force things. I mean, you know, I know a few people who I would love to see as a president. I think it would be good for the country. But I don't think that means we should force you to vote one way or another. Yeah, but for public health. Well, we're seeing what a president can do that's not good for public health. I mean, you know, using public health as your legal band-aid for anything upset, aggressive and unconstitutional, to me, doesn't fit when you don't have the proof that it is truly for public health or you are being consistent with your public health measures. When we have open borders with Haitians and migrants coming from Latin America, South America, nobody's testing them for COVID. They say they are, but many people are sneaking through. Many are not going through the proper borders. We don't hear anything about New Mexico. I mean, we hear it all about Texas. There's a lot of these, so I'm not sure who's coming into New Mexico isn't making the news. So I don't know if it's just, you know, guys, come on in. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm assuming Border Patrol is busting their butts all over, but I don't know how many border agents we have. But, you know, if we're not, you know, having that same sort of passion for COVID prevention on the border as we are within our, you know, schools and everything else, then you're just kind of, we have leaks then of COVID and other diseases coming in. Moreover, if a vaccinated teacher, when somebody says, I've been vaccinated, I still don't want to kiss them. I still don't want to breathe their breath because they could still carry the virus. Plus, that's just COVID. I don't want your rhinovirus or your adenovirus or your hepatitis or your varicella or your influenza or your Haemophilus influenza or your streptococcus. I don't want any of that. So, you know, we're doing all this for one single type of virus that it isn't, that the vaccine still doesn't prevent you from spreading it. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of California announced Sunday night the House will vote Thursday on the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's the smaller one, pushing back an original plan vote for today. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor on Monday, but the actual vote will be pushed to September 30th. The vote is only part of what seems to be a jam-packed week in the House. In addition to the vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Democrats are also aiming to take action on the $3.5 trillion social spending program. Also looming for the first time in U.S. history, the federal government could default on our $28 trillion debt, as a government shutdown will happen October 1st if lawmakers can't get together. So when Las Vegas, Nevada spent nearly $2 billion on a new stadium for the Raiders football club, it appears the new digs come with microphones in the goalposts. The miss by the Dolphins kicker allowed the Raiders to win in overtime 31-28 on Sunday. USA Radio News. Disney and Marvel Comics are heading to a showdown in the world of superheroes. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Disney has filed lawsuits in both Los Angeles and New York seeking to stop the heirs to Marvel Comics artists and writers from reclaiming rights to characters such as Iron Man, Thor, and Spider-Man, which their relatives helped create. The media giant acquiring Marvel in 2009... The Marvel Cinematic Universe franchise has made nearly two dozen films, including some of the highest-grossing superhero movies ever, including Marvel Studios' four Avengers films. The entertainment giant has been served with copyright termination notices. Disney is seeking to have federal judges on both coasts rule that the Burbank-based entertainment conglomerate is the sole owner of the rights to the characters. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced late Sunday night the House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an originally planned vote for today. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have David calling from San Francisco. Hey, David, how you doing?
Well, yeah, hi, doctor. You know, a friend of mine's a real anti-vaxxer and whatnot, and has been quoting things about Sweden for about a year or so. And so I was just reading a piece in the New England Journal of Medicine, and apparently Sweden didn't just do a herd immunity and everybody was running around willy-nilly. They had a tracking system. And if you lived in an apartment complex, they basically, everybody in the neighborhood knew that you caught it. And people here in America would never put up with a thing like that, that everybody would know your private, you know, health conditions. But the, part of the reason why Sweden did so well in terms of COVID was because on the ninth floor of a 20-story building and you caught COVID, the health department would either move you to a certain floor that was quarantined, and so for a couple of weeks you would be on a certain floor, you wouldn't share the elevator with anybody, you wouldn't interact, you wouldn't go to the common dining hall, you wouldn't do anything other than be self-quarantined on a certain floor. And so China also had a very low death rate. But here in America, people are so paranoid. They want their private business, and that's that. And then they're stubborn as well. And so our death rate, I don't know if you've heard this about Alabama, but there are now the zero population growth, where there are more deaths in Alabama than there are births. Mm-hmm. So, this idea of giving bad information during a worldwide pandemic is a really dangerous thing.
Well, so what's interesting, so with Sweden, and you brought up some good points, and I'm glad you brought this up. So China, first of all, the China numbers are not anything we could trust. China's got the Beijing Olympics coming up soon, and they're not going to want to have what happened to them, what happened to Tokyo. So I don't believe anything that's going to come out of them as terms of numbers and in terms of outbreaks. And, again, we don't know what the heck happened with the virus. In terms of locking down is a very effective measure in the epidemic stage. In the pandemic stage, it becomes mute. And in fact, I think a piece on CNN just was released talking about how Sweden sadly went through all that and didn't seem to get as much gain as some of the countries that weren't as strict. It was on CNN, I think, less than a day ago. And so in the epidemic stage, if you can control things by lockdown, by, you know, these mitigation measures, you will knock it down. And Sweden only has 10 million people. So 10 million compared to 330 million. Sweden, you know, has, I guess, much more opportunity to be able to try more localized lockdown measures. And maybe they weren't in the pandemic stage, you know, when we were. But the problem with the lockdowns
They were. And you understand that an epidemic is local, but pan means it's finally gotten worldwide.
Epidemic can also be worldwide. Pandemic means we lost control. Epidemic means you could control. With epidemic, and even the CDC and the FDA had made that distinction, when it's an epidemic, we close the borders, we social distance, we try to lock down, and we try to isolate and quarantine. By the time it's pandemic, we're in mitigation mode. Now, you could still mitigate by doing lockdowns. You could still mitigate by doing all those. But pandemic implies it's not something that you could isolate and control in a controlled setting. Once we learned that the COVID is going through the air conditioning vents, once we learned that COVID travels over 6 feet, once we learned that COVID can't escape the masks, we realize we're in a pandemic state. Once we learned you could be vaccinated and still carry the virus. My problem with the lockdowns is we were locking down small bakeries and small salons, yet we were still having riots. We were still having political rallies. And so it's like a container of milk. You could stop one little baby leak, but if the jug is on its side spilling, you don't have control. So Sweden is being studied now. There has been a lot of debate. Like I said, in fact, I think one article by CNN, I have to double check it. They aren't saying Sweden failed. Yeah. So they're looking at, did Sweden's COVID-19 strategy fail? I wouldn't say anybody failed. You know, some did lockdowns. And again, a smaller country like Sweden in Europe, you know, that has more camaraderie and, you know, they have that more potential, you know, to do things. You know, it's a much more closer knit, you know, sort of country than America is. Well, we're really diverse. But I can't say that. Go ahead.
Doesn't it mean that Sweden trusts their government? So in other words, you know, if you you may pay higher taxes, but you're actually getting a whole bunch of good services. Your government is able to buy things in bulk. So you get ambulances, you get hospitals, you get good schools, you get good roads, you get good quality infrastructure. And so because you're paying higher taxes, you get all of that stuff as part of living there. And so your standard of living is higher because everything is built good quality. So they trust their government. And
if they trust in government is very vital for any public health process. It's a much different culture in Sweden than it is here.
Yeah, and so the trusting of it. The other thing I was going to raise, I was reading about Sweden a few months ago, and apparently when they stopped their... There are apparently two different definitions for herd immunity. One is to just let the disease go totally wild, and the people who survive it will have an immunity. But what Sweden learned when they tried that was that if you survived it, if you survived a mild case, you didn't have any antibodies. But if you survived a really bad case, you would have antibodies. And so it wasn't reliable because you could continue to catch it. It's
the variants, you know. But another reason why you're going to keep hearing that brought up is because one thing we are learning is the Delta variant is competing with the other variants. And the Delta variant and the UK variant is competing with flu. So you will hear doctors more and more say, why don't you just let it do its thing? I don't know if I'm a fan of that. But the reason why is the Lambda, Iota variant, Mu variant is having a little trouble taking hold while Delta is so, it's like I don't know if you saw that Godzilla movie where it was Godzilla and King Kong, and they were like, just let the two beasts fight it out, you know, because sometimes that might knock out some of these other future, as opposed to us knocking out Delta, and then all of a sudden Mu goes, okay, now I get to come in. So it definitely is something that public health officials are looking at, because we do notice that when these variants take hold, they don't let others share.
That's not entirely true. And in fact, there are 12, you know, about a month and a half ago, there were only 7 variants. Now there are over a dozen.
More variants than that, but I'm talking in terms of the most dominant strain. The most dominant strain is very heavily weighted to one. And so if it prevents
if it kind of doubles every month or so, then, you know, I called you a few months ago, and I was asking if you had any knowledge about whether this was a disease that started with pollution. And I'd like to find out, because I think a polluter caused this disease, and they don't want to get caught.
I would agree with you on that, David. We got a break. Thank you, man, for calling. I really, really appreciate it. Great, great questions. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. Well, we have a headline here. Biden is going to get his Pfizer shot at his booster shot at 1 p.m. today at the White House. That's the big headline of the day. No, it's not. I don't care. Honestly, that really don't waste your time with these headlines. We got some bigger fish to fry. Let's talk about what happened with Amtrak. This is horrible. Multiple passengers injured, some dead, after an Amtrak car completely tipped over on its side and was still moving. It derailed. This happened in Montana, and it killed three. A survivor of the deadly Amtrak derailment in Montana told how he managed to make it out of the wreck alive by clinging onto a table bolted to the floor as as the upturned train was dragged along the tracks. Wayne Freed, 70 years old, was among the 141 passengers traveling on the Seattle-bound Empire Builder train on Saturday. It suddenly derailed outside of Joplin, Montana. I know there's a Joplin, Missouri, but this is a Joplin, Montana. Three people died, injuring dozens. In an exclusive interview with Daily Mail, they say the retired college professor recalled grabbing a small coffee table, holding on for dear life to keep him from falling through the glass windows as the train tipped over. He's from upstate New York. He said he was midway through the 45-hour trip and was passing through the scenic north central Montana. Oh, it's beautiful up there. Gosh, it's beautiful. He had just returned from his sleeper car to retrieve his cell phone charger and was relaxing in the lounge car, which is an area in the train that has some swivel seats and large windows, so it allows you to enjoy the views. And then sadly, he said, I want to be in this car as we were going to be soon entering into Glacier National Park to see the sights, and I want to take some pictures. But just minutes after plugging in his cell phone and taking a seat, he suddenly felt a big jolt and could hear and feel the train wheels dragging across the rocks on the side of the train tracks. He said it felt like everything was in slow motion as the train car slowly started to tip over at a 45-degree angle. He said he thought it was going to stop, but it didn't. So he noticed a coffee table in the lounge car bolted to the floor and used it as an anchor. He said, I grabbed onto it to hold myself up. By the time the car had completely tipped over on its side but was still moving, the table was now horizontal instead of vertical. The train's car windows were now below my feet, and I didn't want to stand on them as I was worried they were going to break out. My legs are dangling down about 2 feet under me are the windows, which should be the side window, but are now on the floor. Then all of the windows below me started breaking out. Because of them, the track ballast was hitting into them. Glass and rocks were flying everywhere. He said it seemed like the entire derailment lasted about 2 minutes, but it was more like 15 seconds. He believes the train was traveling at normal track speed, about 79 miles per hour. When the train finally came to a stop, Freed said the entire car was consumed with dust. He could hardly see, but even in the midst of the chaos, he doesn't remember many people yelling or screaming. I think a lot of people were in shock. People were calling out to see if anyone was hurt. Most of the people, including myself, were in a state of shock, he said. Yeah. When the dust settled, several of the passengers of the car exited through the broken windows. Well, there was about a 2-foot clearance, and they were a little hesitant because they were worried the car, which was on its side, could now roll down the embankment, and then they'd all be crushed. So he went to a nearby Super 8 motel, some 50 miles from the accident. Said the lounge car is the place to be in if you're traveling by train. It's mostly glass. The glass starts at your knees and goes all the way up to the ceiling. But it's not the place to be for a derailment. But other than that, he said it's a great place. He said, at the time, I wasn't worried I was going to die. I was in survival mode. Good for him. Good for him. Man. He said, now that I've had some time to think about it, could have been much worse. I was pretty sure I didn't hold on to the table. I could have dropped through the broken windows and been severely hurt. So he escaped minimal injuries, had some bruises on his legs, because he was grasping, obviously, onto the coffee table, being knocked around. He did see some people with other injuries, doesn't know the extent of them. 5 of the 12 cars derailed. The last 3 cars detached completely from the rest of them. Now, he is an avid Amtrak train driver. He's done the Chicago to Seattle route countless times. He said, I've been on every Amtrak train has ridden this route several times. I've been riding Amtrak since 1974 and has traveled with 100,000 miles. And he said the derailment is not going to stop him getting back on the train. So there were 143 passengers, 13 crew members who were on board, 3 fatalities, approximately 50 people sent to the local hospital, 5 or so hospitalized in stable condition. You know, I wish we knew what happened and why this happened. There is an embankment, and you know, but luckily no cliffs or, you know, water nearby. It was still pretty flat, except they were on an embankment. The train tracks are owned by Burlington Northern Santa Fe, BSNF. They were just inspected on September 23rd. So just a few days before. Now, the people killed, one was Missouri engineer Zach Schneider, 28 years old. He was headed for a vacation in Portland with his wife, Becca. And Let me see if we have any more information on these. So, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're trying to come up with a bullet train from here to California. Because if you've ever tried to drive from California to Vegas or vice versa, it is a mess on Fridays and Sundays. Now, for me, it's not a mess because I live in Vegas. So I go to L.A., Southern California, on a Friday when all the L.A. people are coming up to Vegas. So I'd have a nice, vice versa. Leaving Vegas on a Sunday, you're back-to-back going back to California. But for me, I'm going back to Vegas. So I have nice open area. I don't know what's going to happen when we're all going to be on electric cars. Because with electric cars and you have to charge, then it's pretty, it's going to be pretty busy. But these trains, you know, they have fantastic train systems in Europe. And it's something that is used ubiquitously by travelers. And it prevents people from needing to use their own car, pollute and, you know, buy petrol and all the other stuff. And so America wants to become more like Europe in that respect in terms of, you know, being able to use trains and bullet trains and get from one where to another. And, I see how it can, if you do have the proper emission standards and things like that, I can see how it could definitely save the environment. The problem is the safety issue. Yeah, I've been on trains. I've been on trains in Europe. Love them. I felt really safe. You know, they didn't go super duper fast, but we're going to be building a bullet train. And when you do have super, super fast trains, it's just one of those things where you're like, I don't think I'm going to be the first one on one of these things. You also wonder about, you know, drivers. Like, remember that one Amtrak driver? He hit a curve too fast, and they were worried he was speeding and he wasn't controlling, although there should be, you know, measures, you know, control measures, you know, marijuana use. You wonder if that could be an issue. But right now, we have no idea what's going on. It was didn't seem to be over speeding. Nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary, you know. So it's tragic. I would recommend, though, anybody, if you can, go up to Montana, go up and see Glacier Peak. It is an amazing, it's so beautiful up there. There's so many pretty areas in America, and taking trains to see that landscape. I don't know if you guys have, you know, our trainers. I haven't been because, again, you know, we have a car, we kind of do our own thing, and I guess we never even thought of doing that. Maybe when we retire, but, you know, with the kids needing to stop and, you know, and all that and our bags, we just, you know, we use our cars. But eventually later, it's a great way to travel, assuming that, you know, there's no issues with the Amtrak train and all that. But there's so much scenery and there's so many beautiful things to do, and it's not that expensive. I mean, it's much cheaper than flying. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.